there, KMA Land. Welcome to the Double X Factor. My name is Sandy Edie Hansen, and I have a co-host here with me on Mondays. That is...
It's me, Spencer Williams. How are you this Monday, Sandy?
Fabuloso. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
We get together on Mondays and kind of tee up what the topic is going to be for the week. Yep. And we actually recently talked about this topic in a sales meeting, and you said, you know what? I think that's a double X factor topic.
Right. A lot of what Sandy does in our sales meetings is some of the same stuff we do here on the Double X Factor, because really, the better we are in personal growth aspects, the better salespeople we're going to be, and the better just overall employees and friends. And we're always about building relationships with our clients.
Yes.
We need to continue to work on ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, relationships is where we learn the most about ourselves most often.
Exactly.
So the topic this week is the difference between being nice and being kind. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to kind of get picky about this, but doesn't mean that if you decide to not be nice,
right,
does not mean you're rude or any of those things. We're talking about the difference between being nice and being basically a people pleaser, mm-hmm, and being authentically kind.
Right. And I think we can talk about the difference in words a lot. I still think intention is stronger than anything, and you can feel someone's intention. So even if you may not choose to use the verbiage that we're kind of suggesting, doesn't mean you're wrong. You can still go by people's, how you feel about their heart and their intention. But when you say the difference between nice and kind, I think a lot back to, you've got a really nice personality, but...
That's never good.
You know, so I think that that's a little bit of the difference. And then you give a way better description of how we're kind of going with this. So why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about that?
Well, I think when we are being nice, a lot of times we don't have any boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
We will say yes when we want to say no. We are trying to get the approval and acceptance of someone else. We want them to like us.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're being kind, there's more of a concrete action behind that starts from empathy. But actually, clear is kind. Having a boundary is actually kind.
Very much.
Because sugarcoating things and doing things you don't want to do just to try to please somebody is not kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not authentic. And you're not kind if you're out of your authenticity.
Absolutely. Oh, authenticity, I think, is the key to all of it. I also think nice to me feels almost like a verb. Mm-hmm. I'm being nice, but kind is who you are.
Ah, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel like it. And I think we all want to be kind. Nice feels like we're doing it to get something back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm with you. I like that.
Yeah.
Very good, Spencer.
Yay! That's my contribution. All right. It's going to be a great week. I can't wait to learn more about the difference between nice and kind. Thanks so much, Sandy.